Being able to launch a payload is one of the biggest obstacles for government, commercial, and research institutions. Right now, there are two main ways for a small satellite to be launched into space: a dedicated launch, which is expensive, or there is a rideshare program.
It's kind of like Uber for satellites, right? So you just book your ride. Sometimes that's 2 years in advance of when you actually launch.
That was aerospace senior project engineer Carrie O'Quinn.
And the way we currently do rideshare, it's not really conducive to fixing that. We are launching things, we are innovating, we are moving on, and 2 years is just far too long for many companies to wait.
To help make the launching of small satellites more cost-effective and timely, she says the industry needs to standardize predefined launch configurations, including packaging that can be switched to and from different spacecraft. A new launch unit, or Launch U as it's called, is 45 centimeters by 45 centimeters by 60 centimeters tall, similar to a medium-sized garbage can, and could become the industry standard used in all three of the most popular mid-sized small satellites, allowing for the cargo to be moved as needed.
A couple of years ago, the Vandenberg Air Force Base was shut down for about 2 months because of a wildfire. And in that same time, a hurricane hit Florida. You're sitting there for Mother Nature to pass by. If you could go on a different launch vehicle, you are now able to still get your satellite into space and do your mission.
Jamie Morin is the executive director of the Center for Space Policy and Strategy at Aerospace Corporation. He says the unit will not be required by spacecraft developers, but he does hope the industry will become standardized.
And so innovations like this Launch U concept is really all about facilitating the development of a global and an American space economy and offering opportunities for real leadership.
Reporting from the Small Satellite Conference in Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.